You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Welcome to the FM Studios, Andy. Andy Mac.
Make, I'm a make, not a Mac.
Make,
yeah.
Okay.
Mac was a thing that stuck with me.
Now, owner of the Yacht Club down in Rags and also Ink Bar,
yeah.
But you've got a new project which has been in the works for a while now, but about to open on Friday night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, yeah.
Tell us about this space.
It's a space that has worked in the past. It's been, I think, techno dance based, because my own place, Ink Bar, was operating at the same time. I only went there once to try and cadge a few beers off the owner, who was always cadging them off me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really take any notice. In May, I saw it was up for lease. I just nothing to do one day. I drove up, thought I'd have a look. The only thing I was interested in was the height from the floor to the ceiling to see if I could put a stage in. It sort of met the basics. And then carried on from there, and fucking 8 weeks later, we're ready to go.
What's the...
The venue, Mothership.
Yeah, so, yeah, Impala and Code. Yeah. It's,
yeah. Seven Shortland Street.
Yeah.
Impala and Code. I went down there today. You invited me down to have a geeze, and tell you what, it is a sweet old space. Have a sledgehammer out and move some stuff? What's happened? What have you done in there?
So the DJ box, first of all, it's sort of, I wondered why it was for lease, because it was known as a humming business. But the lease had run out, the partners had different aims, and it was just sitting there. So first time I saw it, waited, and then few months later, just randomly, if it hasn't gotten, flip if it hasn't gone. It was just one of those. And then when I, after I'd looked at the 2.8 that I was after, or 3 meters,
mm-hmm.
On the way home, I called in to see one of my hombres, Pat from State of Mind, drum bass
yes.
act. And by him, I go, oh yeah, that sounds good, and bang. Just carried on from there.
Nice.
Pat was in there this afternoon loading the fridge up. It's interesting seeing, like, obviously a successful touring artist in there, like, just doing some glassy type work, filling the fridge up.
Yeah. That's great.
Pat had a bar in Kingsland called Corova back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was a breaks bar. You reckon he wasn't in drum bass then, it was not his music. And that's how we become friends. He used to come into Ink and we're just sort of hanging out, and 18, 20 years later, we've got a good thing going, as mates go, real good mm-hmm. thing, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And Chris Statt has been in the venue and done a bunch of artwork for you. Like, quite a prominent look of the venue is some of the artwork that's on the wall.
Yeah, like I knew what I wanted production wise, and there were various stage options. Not where the existing DJ box was, but it's of quite a size. Like, the main room might be approximately 12 meters by 12 meters.
Yeah.
And so big spaces, some recessed into the wall where there is like tripped out wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And Steps a genius as far as I'm concerned, and mm-hmm. a pretty whack job one as well. Hope you're listening, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been up here, but he reckons he's having a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Plan your naps better, Chris.
And it was a pretty loose brief. The brief I gave him was like a slaughter at Jurassic Park, you know, a few dinosaurs running loose on the shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But he pulled that one in. Came with a sort of a big, sort of irreverent, spacey thing, and it's sort of almost defining.
Yes.
Me and Pat. Oh, there's another partner too, Dan Farley, who used to own Impala.
Mm-hmm.
We talked him into it, and he's stayed in there, which is a good thing. Hidden Valley and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The old name conundrum. Me and Pat, now partners, were yakking away, and Mothership came up and never left.
Yeah, nice.
The motherfucking ship.
It seems like it is honestly, from just going down there and checking out the space, it seems like Auckland is kind of begging for a room of that size with a stage in there. I kind of, you know, like you kind of always compare things like to the high watermark of like the King's Arms or something like that for a live venue. You know, similar length, but a bit more width, which I think is kind of quite fitting for a live music space. So yeah. I think there's definitely some really strong potential there. What's the vision for music in the room?
Yes, what's the vision?
What I sort of hoped, at the Oddie, we can be a bit of a shambles, but our quality of music is always as good as it can be, production-wise. And that really came about with the onset of COVID. There was funding made available back in August 2020, I guess. It had to be spent on infrastructure, so with help from the New Zealand Music, it was funded through the New Zealand Music Commission. And I got some money for ink. You know, I mean, it was pretty brutal times. Some money for ink, and some money for the Oddie. So it had to be spent on infrastructure, which created a bit of a, infrastructure, and you can't pay your rent. You know, it's pretty hard. It was, a lot of people missed out. I was lucky enough to find out about it. I got full whack for the Oddie. I got 60% for ink, and I bought a new DAS rig for ink, which I put into the Oddie first, and it was transformative. You know, I mean, there was nothing wrong with my PA at the time.
Yeah.
But you know, when you hear a new one, especially with the subs, it's such a change.
Tell us about this PA that's gone into mothership. You were telling me this afternoon that it's pretty sweet old rig.
It's not that old, mate. So there's a couple. Anyone listening who's in bands of music will know Forge Audio, because Mark is just a machine. He's just a quality operator. And me and Mark started working together. When he first did business up like years ago, when I had Coherent, you know, he was at the level when he'd be fixing your monitors, you know, and we've stayed real good mates. So when I first came up with the idea, Pat got on board. We were waiting to go with the old Martin rig that was in there, or carry on. So met up with Mark. The idea at the time was him put a rig in, but he said, "Oh, I'm a bit past that now, mate." But we talked away. We'd always been great mates. Went through the options, looked at the Martin, and then. Mark, talking to Mark about it, and he made it clear that something could happen. Carried on, and really, he's looked after me so well. It wouldn't be happening without Mark, And so, we got the Adamson rig in. We got four Adamson subs. We put them on the under the stage, so you stand on the front of the stage. It's coming through your feet. We spent a lot of time building the stage, making it secure. So I got two brand new subs from Mark. The rest of the stuff's maybe a year old, but Adamson is tech standard for Live Nation around the world.
Yes.
So when we were trying to position ourselves, it was like, well, you've got to go where that is. So we got a couple of line racks, 180 kilo with a line rack hanging from the ceiling on the side.
It's sounding like it's fully specced out. If people want to just keep an eye on what's happening down there, is the best place just keep dialed into social media to see what's happening on Friday and Saturday nights?
So if you want to
book a show, what do you do?
There's always going to be a bit of a conflict, Pat being drum and bass superstar, yes. Dan having festivals primarily electronic based, and although there's so many bands at the Oddie, there's a lot of electronic, and of course I have Ink, which is solely house and techno. But what we're trying to do is keep the production level so high that it doesn't matter if a band, live or DJ, it's just humming.
Yeah.
And we've got that with the DJ. People coming in, they're trying it out, and it sounds sensational. The gear, how the room's set up. Tonight's the first time that we put bands in there, so we're sound checking the bands tonight for the big gig tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We've got soundproofing. So many mates have got behind it. Ortex, we've got the very best in acoustic tiles. Mm-hmm. We all just want to make something that's special, you know.
Is there something, you got something planned for tomorrow night's kickoff? You got someone in there?
Oh, yeah. So I've got some of my favourite bands, some of my great mates. Jet Generation is Jimmy Christmas, D4 and Lugabower, with Simon and Joe has Lugabower rhythm section.
Nice.
Anna's wife, who's like one of my wife's greatest friends, are playing. Cindy are just sensational. You know, Scotty Brown is, he's a freak, that man.
Yeah.
And a band, Undercover Statues, who used to be Silver Surfer from down the Waikato, who reads astonishing news. So,
mm-hmm.
A bit for everyone, but all these bands kick ass.
Cool,
nice one.
And then a bit of electronic, two live electronica, and then going into Bad Olive and Disco Pussy. All do their own original shit, Disco Pussy for an hour, and then into my old Ink favourites, Greg Churchill, Angela Fiskin.
Mm-hmm. Is it invite only tomorrow night?
No, there's ticket sales. It looks like there will be door sales. Tickets are $20 on Ticket Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
We're into it. We want this to be a joyous celebration. People come in. It sounds serious, but it's irreverent as fuck, we've got another artist, Dan Tippett, who's just riffed on the Parliament Funkadelic theme so sensationally out the back that there's amazing artwork everywhere, but it's not like too serious. It's
mm-hmm.
get in there, have a good time, have a look around, have a boogie, drink a few beers,
have a geese,
have a laugh.
Yeah, nice one. Now in the background, we'll just tie this back into Cocktail Corner. I've made probably the worst Dark and Stormy that anyone's ever going to taste in their life. We got a bottle of Honest six spice botanical rum dropped off to the station, so I've just ripped into that with some Bundaberg, some ice cubes, which I got my hands all over, and some lemon and a dash of walnut bitters.
I'm going to be honest with you, I totally forgot that this was a cocktail corner.
All right.
There we go. Cheers.
Cheers, Andy.
One less in cocktail, drink them fast.
Yeah.
Straight to the brain. All down the chute.
Yeah, not too bad. I can do this.
That's awesome.
All right, Andy. Good luck. Everyone out there, just keep an eye on Mothership. Obviously, 7 Shortland Street. Sounds like it's going to be all
sounds
go.
Like I can a vouch. Banger. Sounds
the
good.
The room is looking bloody good, and I think there's a lot of potential in there. Mm. So,
Very cool.
Legend.
Awesome. Thanks for the support, guys.
Cheers, dude.
Yay.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.